29, we're looking at some of the results of a reprobate mind. Again, a reprobate mind explains a lot of things today. It explains much of the foolishness that goes on in our day. That which is so absurd is God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And again, they cannot find themselves back. They cannot find the way back to, I guess for lack of a better word, normal. But we come now to the next thing. We've seen maliciousness, full of envy. And the next thing is murder. Full of murder. Human life, of course, is the crown of God's creation. It's the ultimate of the creation of God. The act of murder, of course, is a devaluation of the life of others. We're not going to take the time. If you remember when we were in the series on the Ten Commandments, we spent a lot of time on murder, what constitutes murder, what doesn't. And again, in war and things of that nature, that's not murder, and there's plenty of scriptures for all of that. But what we're talking about is the devaluation of human life. It has its roots in all the things that we've mentioned thus far. Some of the things that you can put under the heading of murder, that which is premeditated, of course, is murder. And the Bible talks about all the different kinds of murder, and the Bible, of course, teaches very strongly capital punishment, and capital punishment is not murder. It's the consequence of, or should be the consequence of murder, but it's not murder. In Exodus chapter 21, we see the law against premeditated murder. Verse 14, but if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar that he may die. Joab murdering Amasa is an example of premeditated murder. Notice in 2 Samuel chapter 20, again, we must also say, to kill someone in protecting your family or yourself or someone else is not murder either in God's eyes. But again, we're not going to spend time upon that. But in 2 Samuel 20, verses 9 and 10, and Joab said to Amasa, art thou in health, my brother? How are you doing? That's what he's asking him. How's it going? And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he smote him therewith in the fifth rib and shed out his bowels to the ground and struck him not again, and he died. And that, of course, is premeditated murder. That which is due to criminal neglect, not the same as premeditated murder, but the Bible considers murder. In Exodus chapter 21, Exodus 21, verses 28 and 29. But if the ox Here we see that, well, verse 28, if an axe gore a man or woman that they die, then the axe shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the axe shall be quit or released. But if the axe were wont, that is, it's done this in the past, to push with his horn in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept it in, but that he hath killed a man or woman, the axe shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. He was guilty because of criminal neglect. And, of course, our judicial system charges people with murder for criminal neglect. There's that which is accessory, of course. If you hire somebody to kill another person, that's murder. Or if you consent to it, you can be an accessory to murder. And there's many examples of that in Scripture. Remember David planning on the death of Uriah. And though David did not literally kill Uriah, God charged David with the murder of Uriah. There in 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 9, we see Jezebel. She plotted the death of Naboth, caused him to be killed. She did not physically kill Naboth, but she was guilty of murder because she had him killed. We see the example of Christ also. Book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 10. We see that the Lord has charged, even though it was predestined in the plan of God, he charged the people with the murder or the killing, the crucifixion of Christ. And then, of course, there's the fact of abortion, which there's no getting around it. Is murder. In the book of Exodus, this isn't abortion here, but in the book of Exodus, verse 21, verses 22 through 25, we just have the killing of an infant. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, a woman with child. That's how the Bible describes pregnancy. Not a fetus, not a blob of tissue, but a woman with child. So if a man hurts a woman with child so that her fruit depart from her, that's that child, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. Abortion is the procedure. To simplify it, is simply the procedure to remove, a better word would be to eliminate, the child after conception. All different kinds of abortion, and we've mentioned those in the past in messages and so on. But abortion is murder. It's the murder of an unborn child. Still a child, but it's an unborn child. In fact, abortion is no less murder than the killing of one outside of the womb, or one who has been born. Abortion, of course, is legal according to man's law. But that doesn't make it right. You see, it's those who have a reprobate mind that have decided that it's not murder. And I'm not totally convinced that some of them who believe in abortion, I believe they know it is murder, they just don't care. But abortion, though it's legal, is cold-blooded murder according to God's law. And I believe everyone who participates in it, whether it be the mother, the father, the hospital, they are all accessory. The doctor, there are many accessories to this murder. We know today that Satan and his allies have conditioned the minds of many. The numbers are reversing, according to polls. But Satan and his allies have conditioned the minds of many to accept the idea of an unborn baby as something less than human. And this is how they condition the minds. How anyone can look at a modern day ultrasound and deny that that baby is a human being is, again, that's a reprobate mind. To do this, to condition the minds of the populace, they refer to the unborn child again as a fetus. And that they just keep drilling that into people's minds. And people soon do not recognize that as a child, but it's just a fetus or tissue of some kind. All through the Bible, when the Bible speaks of pregnancy, Eli's daughter-in-law, 1 Samuel 4, verse 19, was with child. Bathsheba told David in 2 Samuel 11 and verse 5, I am with child. I don't even like the term pregnant anymore. I am with child. That's a good term. I am with child. We read in 2 Kings 8 and verse 12 of women with child. The Bible makes it clear that that life is a child. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, concerning Christ, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Bear a male child. Matthew 1, verse 18, speaking of Mary and Christ, she was found with child. She was found with child. The angel said to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verse 13, or verse 31, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son. It is said of the incarnation of Christ, the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. That is, Jesus Christ is the Word, John 1, verse 1. The Word was made flesh. Where was the Word made flesh? Notice Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. and verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman. Jesus Christ was made flesh in the womb of Mary. You read Psalm 139. We see that we were formed in the womb. Luke 1, verse 36, the angel of Mary, or the angel told Mary of Elizabeth, "Thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son." She hath conceived a son. She hath conceived a male child. At conception, it is life. Male or female, she hath conceived a son. Did not become a son when he was born. He was a son at conception. He was a son at conception. You see, a woman with child is a mother of that child. It's not the birth of that child that makes a mother. They are with child. They are a mother of a child. The dad is a father of a child. That child is in the womb. The child is not in the world, but the child is in the womb. It's still a child. She hath also conceived a son. So the unborn infant is a person from conception. Psalm 51 and verse 5, David said, "In sin did my mother conceive me." Two important words there are conceive me. Conception, me. Conceive me. So when conception took place, that was me. Again, we made reference. Let's go over to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Verses 13 through verse 16. "Thou hast possessed my reins, my inward parts. Thou hast covered or woven me in my mother's womb." In my mother's womb. It was me in my mother's womb. "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And you could add there, "in my mother's womb. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance," that is my skeletal frame, "was not hid from thee when I was made in secret," the womb, "and curiously wrought or embroidered with great precision in the lowest parts of the earth. The Lord formed me from the womb." Isaiah 49, verse 5, we read those words. The Lord formed me from the womb. And the Lord spoke of Jeremiah being formed in the womb. Jeremiah 1, verse 5, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." Before I even formed thee, before conception, I knew thee, says God. Paul said in Galatians 1, verse 15, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, me, my mother's womb. It's not just a fetus. It's a child. It's an infant boy. It's an infant girl. But it is a child. The unborn infant is a person from conception. Don't refer to it as it. It's not an it. It's a child. It's a child. People have been brainwashed and duped into believing that the main issue is the woman's right. That's not the issue at all. The issue is not a woman's right to choose. And immediately they will say, well, you're against women's rights. No, I'm not. But it's not a woman's right to kill her child. And any time they go there, you need to get them back on track. We're not talking about a woman's rights here. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that child in the womb. That's what we're talking about. And the murder of the helpless unborn is the issue. Not a woman's right to choose. It's sickening how so many politicians, when that question is asked, they'll dance all around that. Those who are against abortion will dance all around it. They'll never come right out and say, well, I shouldn't say never, there are some. It's murder. It's murder. Because that's going to offend people. It ought to offend people. It ought to be quite offensive that we are a nation that has murdered millions of unborn children. And that's what it is. It's murder. The Word of God warns against killing of the unborn. Exodus 21 again, verses 22 and 23. Warns against killing the unborn. If it's not alive, it can't be killed. The Bible warns against the killing of the unborn. You and I should be firmly settled, and I'm sure we are. Abortion is just a nice word for murder. But there's no getting around it. It's murder. It's murder for hire. And those who have no problem with it, it's because they are of a reprobate mind. If you just look at it logically, if you just take the Bible out of it and look at it logically, you can come to no other conclusion that that's a child inside that womb. That's a child. Now, we've come a long way in pictures of an infant in a womb. And that should convince anybody that has any morals at all, anybody that has an ounce of sense, cannot look at that picture and say that's not a human life. They don't care. They don't care. And if you carry that through logically, it's okay to kill the unborn. And it doesn't make sense. The very same people will charge someone with double homicide for killing a woman with child. Well, if it's not a life, you would think a lawyer would have a field day with that. But they're just so inconsistent. And the logical conclusion is, if you can kill a child, and again, to me, it doesn't make any difference if it's 9 months or 14 days or whatever, still murder. But if you can kill a child right before it's born, then why can't you kill a child when he or she is 6 years old? What's the difference? And why can't we just put down the elderly and the handicapped and on we can go? It's a sad, sad commentary on a society that has no concern for its unborn. A woman with child. And that's how we need to look at it. When you see someone who's expecting, just remember that's a woman with child. A woman with child. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, again for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to us today in a mighty way. Pray for those that are lost, that you would speak to their hearts, open their hearts to salvation. Draw us closer to thee. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.